This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay Noon.
And evidently, there's a boogaloo afoot in Virginia. It would seem the governor there is attempting to declare a state of emergency where people cannot assemble near the Capitol building with weapons, and including helmets, of all things. Being allowed at this anti...
I wonder if they have a motorcycle helmet law in Virginia. I'm not familiar if they do or not, but I, you know...
That's an interesting point.
Or like those Harley skull caps. I mean, I don't know who's going to be riding a motorcycle in January, but can't wear a helmet.
Well, Virginia is probably considerably warmer than New Hampshire, so they could probably get away with a motorcycle. I imagine it's like 50, 55 degrees there.
What if you're mentally challenged and like you really need to wear headgear?
That's you probably wouldn't be going to the pro Second Amendment rally.
Well, if I identify as mentally challenged and want to wear the headgear there, I mean, there's a lot of fun people could have with that.
There is indeed. But that's not the only place where things are happening. We've actually got Mark calling us from Hong Kong. Mark, how are things over there?
I am calling from the future.
That's what I hear. What time is it there?
It's the morning time, I guess. It just turned 8 a.m.
Okay. On the 16th, I assume?
The next day, whatever it is. I'm afraid I'm all messed up, sleeping at weird times. It's been kind of a mess. Yesterday, I made it to a demonstration of people, the Free Hong Kong folks, and that was pretty awesome.
How did it go? I mean, is it really as bad as Western media tends to make it out to be with tear gas and cops kidnapping people? Did you happen to see?
I think largely that particular aspect of it ended in November, and that they found that, you know, at least at that time it was unsustainable to continue, you know, that sort of thing. You know, governments are really good at violence.
Unsustainable for the protesters or for the state?
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, the only thing that's going to be unsustainable for China is the United States military. You know, there's not much when it comes to states. I mean, there are organizations of violence, and they do really well at that whole thing.
Right.
But, it was very cool. Yes, sir?
Can you have guns in Hong Kong?
I have no clue. I certainly, I haven't
seen
one.
Okay.
I would guess the answer is no. The answer to guns, pretty much every place in the world is no, until you figure out otherwise.
So who do you think is ultimately going to win in this conflict between the Chinese government and the people of Hong Kong? Do you get any sense of that over there?
Yeah, it depends on whether or not the protesters, they have the numbers. So the largest percentage of people here do not want to be part of China in a sort of legal sense. They consider themselves Hong Kongers, and they don't want to go from one of the freest places in the world to one of the least free places in the world. They're not interested in that.
Well, if
they can sustain it, however, it's the pressure. What they need to do is they need to become ungovernable. And if they can be ungovernable, then China will give up at some point.
I think the only way people can maintain freedom, a group of people, the numbers of those people is kind of irrelevant when, you know, the Chinese military is quite well armed. I think the only way people can really maintain their freedom is for those individuals to all be armed. I mean, it's a great case here in the United States, I believe, has never been invaded because of the fact that literally there's a sniper behind every blade of grass. I mean, what is there? I don't remember how many hundreds of million, 100 million
there's
hunting
like six
permits.
Guns for every American, at the very least, or something along those lines.
Yeah, so there's like a crazy.
I believe the number is two guns per American.
Oh.
Is what I've heard.
There's like some like 100 or something million hunting permits nationwide in places, and a lot of places hunting permits aren't even required, but a lot of places they have hunting permits, and pretty much every hunter is a sniper, and there's a lot. 74 million, I think, is what the number was I heard. Hunting permits in the United States. It means you got 74 million snipers essentially, and just like the Prime Minister of Japan during World War II was like, yeah, we can't invade the United States. There'll be a sniper behind every blade of grass. But if these people in Hong Kong, I mean, don't really have a way to defend themselves, I hope they can 3D print them some firearms or something. Get creative. That's what I'd be working on if I was there, I think.
Well, they've shown a lot of creativity, like using traffic cones and bottles of water to extinguish tear gas canisters and things of that nature. They've shown some awesomely creative ideas. That's the first one.
At this point, they're basically fighting the police. If they're, you know, they were at that point in November, they were fighting the police. There wasn't really the military in the same way. So they, you know, they didn't have to arm up, you know, to the level of fighting a military. They're really just trying to keep, you know, trying to keep themselves from being harmed and being able to demonstrate and that kind of thing. But. You know, there's more than one way besides sort of frontal assault to make yourself ungovernable. Certainly, getting out there in the streets and throwing Molotov cocktails is going to, you know, make you ungovernable, at least for a short period of time. But usually they just toss you in the pokey at that point. But
now, by ungovernable, I mean, assume you mean more like passive resistance, just not obeying the law?
Right. I think that's what has to be done. Specifically, the laws, the police. So, if the police are going to be employed as a brute squad against the people, and best I can tell, that's what I haven't seen a cop that wasn't at a demonstration the whole time I've been here. I mean, they're not on the corner keeping the peace. This is a peaceful place. So the cops are employed to keep the protesters from being protesting, and. You know, so if the police, when they go out, are find doing their jobs difficult in some manner or another, then they'll just go out less. That's what happened in Keene with the meter maids. Is they basically they cut their schedule in less than half, and you know, gave fewer tickets.
Really?
So
it sounds like an effective strategy then. I mean, if you can do something like that to keep the cops from harassing people, it's always going to be a net positive for society. But what could they do that wouldn't right. result in violence being used against them in order to make...
I could follow them around in with cameras might be a good idea. I don't know, something terrible, something... you know, there could be, you know, auto repairs that just constantly happen to these to their vehicles. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Things that make it difficult to do. These people have shown themselves to be extraordinarily resourceful. I doubt they need too many ideas from me, but at the protest, another thing that's really great is the Asian habit of using a face mask to protect against sort of spreading of germs.
Right.
Everybody at the protest yesterday had a face mask on, and it's not that unusual.
Okay. This helps them keep from being identified by the police, I guess?
Sure.
Or is it just because it helps them not get sick?
It helps thwart facial recognition.
Both of those things.
Okay.
Right. So I recommend that the United States take on this particular habit of protecting each other from airborne germs.
These folks in Hong Kong, I recommend that they read... Ben Stone, The Bad Quaker's book, or listen to it on audio. It's thebadquaker.com. You can either download it in PDF or in audio, and there's a three-part manual for dismantling the state. And there's really, really good instructions in there, essentially for above-ground, below-ground activism, people who want to get dirty, people who don't want to get dirty. If you want to dismantle the state, there's a job for everybody, according to Ben Stone, and he's really laid it out quite well in his book.
And what did you say the name of this book was?
Subversion, Sabotage, and Simple Sedition, a three-part manual to dismantling the state. I could have messed it up a little bit, but it's something like that.
Along those lines. Sounds like a fascinating read. Hopefully the people of Hong Kong are at least familiar with it, but it sounds like they're essentially rediscovering the same ideas anyway. And they're being very clever about it. As Mark said, they've shown themselves to be extremely resourceful. So I'm glad, Mark, to hear that things have calmed down versus what we have been hearing about it here in the United States.
Yep. If people want to see pictures from yesterday's demonstrations, you can look for Mark Edge on Facebook. I've got all the stuff up there. Right now I'm at the top of Dragon Back, which is the trail here that I wanted to hike while I was on Hong Kong. And because I knew it would make Ian really jealous if I got to hike Dragon's Back.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at businesses that you convince to sign up for the service. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com. It works with both Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Commissions are instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months to get your payout. It's funded by AnyPay's vending operations, so there's no cost to the business owners. Help get more people accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Again, check it out at AnyPay.inc. So, Virginia, it seems, has some interesting things going on with the governor declaring a state of emergency there. Fearing potential violence, evidently, Ralph Northam is declaring a state of emergency and is banning firearms and other weapons on the Capitol grounds in Richmond ahead of a gun rights demonstration planned for next week.
So they're going to test the gun rights.
Yes. And what I found interesting about this was it was brought to my attention by Ford Fisher that it does, in fact, explicitly exclude helmets, which I guess you could take a helmet off your head and hit someone with it. But it's a bizarre thing to consider a weapon under.
I mean, brass knuckles, a knife, a billy club, a taser would be a much, much better weapon than a helmet.
Those are all banned as well.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah, you can have a pocket knife, but the blade cannot be longer than 3 inches, so it's got to be useless. So, and this is, of course, while they're doing a gun rights demonstration.
The governor of the parasite, corporation calling itself State of Virginia or Commonwealth of Virginia, I guess they are, is really just they're testing to see how far they can go, as best I can tell. And this governor, I assume he's a Democrat, just based on this stuff here, and he probably has doesn't know anybody outside the District of Criminals Beltway, and he doesn't realize that the rest of Virginia is full of rednecks that all have guns and pickup trucks and go hunting a lot.
He says, we have received credible intelligence from our law enforcement agencies that there are groups with malicious plans for the rally that is planned for Monday, Northam said during a press conference Wednesday afternoon. Gun rights supporters are preparing to converge on Richmond for a lobbying day and a rally Monday morning. They're opposed to efforts by Virginia Democrats, who have just taken control of the Virginia legislature following the 2019 elections, to pass a slate of gun control bills that are backed by Northam. So he does seem to be a Democratic governor, and now the Democrats in Virginia control the legislature as well. And they're like, hey, let's get rid of guns.
So the article said intelligence. Didn't George W. Bush receive intelligence that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and was, arming the whoevers that are supposedly the enemies over in that area?
Well, I would imagine the people who are protesting the government and its arms restrictions in Richmond aren't necessarily going there with the plan of instigating some sort of coup or anything like that. But this may lead to it, depending on how extreme these people are and how willing they are to actually do what they've been talking about for months.
I think it would be awesome if, like, somebody showed up there with, a setup on a trailer where they, could set up a whole bunch of nooses, and they actually went in there armed, went into the state house, and they hung the governor, and they hung all these other people who, seriously, I mean, these guys are no good. They are, when government wants to take your guns away from you, it's because they intend to do things that would get them shot. And the only way they're not going to get shot is by taking their guns away. And history keeps on repeating itself over and over and over and over again. I mean, if you look at, Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, Mao Zedong, I mean, Lily Tang, who I'm going to try get on his show one night. She's just busy every Wednesday.
Right.
She saw this firsthand. She grew up in Mao's China, and she is, hell-bent against any gun regulation at all. So
I would imagine. You're not going to get into the boxcars willingly, right?
Yeah.
If you have a gun and can resist, that's the way you're going to go out, because they're going to kill you anyway.
I mean, gun registration is a very bad thing, because if you look at just history, the law-abiding citizens register their guns, and then they say, okay, now we know who has the guns, and then now we make the guns illegal. Then they go know who to, and they know who turns them in, and they know who to go get them from. And like in New Hampshire, just to digress a little bit, they just did a vaccine registry, so they can tell who hasn't been vaccinated. And there's even under Agenda 21 United Nations stuff I've been studying for years, there's money, there's programs to do basically checkpoints where if you have not got your vaccines according to the vaccine registry, there will be men there to either put you in a cattle car or to vaccinate you. And if you don't have your gun, you're either getting vaccinated or you're going in a cattle car. And just like Ernie Hancock always says, you need to shoot these guys before they slam the door shut on a cattle car. And if you can't shoot them, well, you're just going to be in, you know, a pile of bones like at Auschwitz.
I guess so. It didn't seem to work out very well for the government of New Zealand after the New Zealand shooter, and the New Zealand government decided they were going to ban a certain type of firearm or something like that. I think it was like 17 that were turned in across the entire country. I can't imagine. And we saw the same thing in New Jersey when they banned bump stocks. Like, zero were turned in.
Oh, years ago in Connecticut, they banned after the Sandy Hook thing, which is, you know, extremely fishy. I wasn't there. I'm not a witness. I don't know anything about it. But it's fishy. After that Sandy Hook, in fact, I was dating a girl who lived in Connecticut at the time, and they were showing on TV how there were people all lined up turning in their weapons. And they banned, I don't know what they banned, some kind of automatic gun or whatever in Connecticut. This was a few years back. And basically,
I just don't understand the mentality of a person who sees a mass shooting and thinks, you know what, I should get rid of my ability to defend myself against these mass shootings.
Well, so they were showing pictures of people, like, turning their guns in.
Right.
And these pictures,
removing their own ability to defend themselves.
These pictures were, like, manipulated. You know how they, like, got, like, 30 people sitting in a crowd, and they say that everybody's there to see Hillary, and there's no one else in the whole stadium?
Right.
So it was kind of one of these things. The actual amount of guns that was turned in was, like, very, very minimal, and a lot of people lost their guns in fishing accidents.
I imagine. That would be the way to go about doing it. I mean, just don't comply. Don't obey.
Right, and don't let them know you have them.
Yeah. If the government says, hey, you have to turn in your ability to defend yourself from us, I mean, that should be your sign right there. That's your biggest indicator that it's a bad idea to surrender that ability to defend yourself.
They passed red flag here in New Hampshire. So maybe the governor will veto it again. Who knows? But just the other day they passed it.
Did they?
Yes.
Well, one would hope that he intends to veto it because it's so ripe for abuse. So more on this breaking story in Virginia. What's going to happen? What do you think? Is the boogaloo upon us? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Nancy Pelosi's signature, the impeachment articles are delivered to the Senate.
I have been directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate. The House has passed H. Res. 798, a resolution appointing and authorizing managers for the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
The message will be received.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a trial is expected to begin next week. The first phase of a new trade deal between the United States and China is having a positive impact on the stock market. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 91 points to finish at 2930. The NASDAQ was up 7. The S&P rose 6. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And you know, if you do happen to get someone signed up for buying and selling, for accepting Bitcoin Cash at their retail business using AnyPay, I would recommend the Edge Wallet. It's available for both iOS and Android. It allows you to buy, sell, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled, so you always have your own money. It's none of that Coinbase crap where they actually control your private keys. None of that. It supports Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Been being built by a veteran team since 2014 with a tagline of Secure Your Freedoms. Yeah, secure your freedom, sorry. Visit edge.app to find out more about it, or just look it up on the Google Play or iOS stores and download it directly and get started buying, selling, and holding Bitcoin Cash.
I got a question for you about the Edge wallet. You use it, correct?
Correct.
Now, I haven't used it because I got a Bitcoin.com wallet on my phone, and I'm just... And I have a Coinami I've been using, and I ain't got much room left on the phone. You know, it's always an issue. So I helped somebody set up an Edge wallet, a local convenience store right next to me. We got a Bitcoin vending machine a couple weeks ago put in there. And yeah,
very cool.
A few nights ago I was down there, and guys, like, oh, I'm going to buy some Bitcoin. And I'm like, oh, you got a wallet? I just happened to be there, so I help him. So I said, oh, set up an Edge wallet. Well, you can pick either SegWit or so it says either Bitcoin SegWit or what's the other one? I don't even think it had a. It just said Bitcoin
Legacy,
or
maybe.
I don't remember now, but So I ended up actually texting Derek J.
This is the Bitcoin.com wallet?
No. This is the Edge wallet.
Huh. I've never noticed that in the Edge wallet. I know the Bitcoin.com wallet doesn't even support... No, that's right. The Bitcoin.com wallet doesn't even support SegWit Bitcoin addresses.
So, So Derek J. Was like, oh, yeah, do the whatever, the non-SegWit one. That's what's going to... Because I don't want the guy to, like, you know, have any issues. And I here I am recommending the Edge wallet. I never used it. And I'm like, oh. But Derek J. got him straightened out. All is good.
I will have to look into that more closely. I don't think I actually have gone beyond just, like, the default settings with Bitcoin Core.
Yeah, as soon as he got the wallet, like, all going, it's like, okay, what coins, what current cryptocurrencies do you want? And he did, you know, the whole list. So he did the Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and a couple others that he just thought they were cool names. The guy doesn't even know anything about. I just recommend you do those, you know, top three there. And he bought some Bitcoin Cash and some Bitcoin, a couple weeks ago. So it's done them good.
Very cool. Well, non-SegWit is definitely going to have more compatibility, but it will also generally have higher fees.
Right. So it said Bitcoin SegWit or Bitcoin non-SegWit. And Derek J. goes, hey, I do non-SegWit.
Yeah, for compatibility reasons. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Kirby calling from Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
As far as Virginia goes, and the governor, we're talking about Ralph Northam, the guy who posed in blackface next to his buddy dressed up in a Ku Klux Klan costume.
This is that same guy?
Yeah, that's the governor of Virginia.
He wants to disarm black people, doesn't he?
He wants to disarm everybody. There's a lady you need to look up. Her name is Kitty Wentworth. Worthman, I'm sorry, Werthmann.
Very familiar with her.
Yeah, she's a Holocaust survivor.
Yep.
And she told us with her own mouth, do not give up your gun. When the government wants them, it's for a reason that is nefarious, as I don't know if I can say that on air, but it is nefarious. They don't want them because they're looking out for your best interest. No dictator has become a dictator until they took their people's gun. Now, I live in Indiana. My senator here, state senator, Greg Taylor, for everybody who lives in Indiana, just proposed the same bill as they did in Virginia 2 weeks ago. He's up for re-election this year. Let's try and fire him.
I suggest hang him.
No, because
the elections are rigged.
I understand that. I understand that, but we can't go around killing people.
Well,
I would agree, Kirby.
I mean, these guys are diabolical, evil, evil. They are absolute psychopaths, is what they are. And there's, there's all these like women in government, WIG, ALEC. I forget what American League of. They're like these, corporate nonprofit think groups, but they're not really like lobbyist firms. And they just have this unlimited amount of money for, like, pushing gun legislation, pushing mandatory vaccinations, just pushing all this stuff. And we got to remember, the voting machines, these electronic voting machines that are being used everywhere, have zero accountability. So just being able to vote someone out, especially if they're establishment, these... That hackathons, they take these diebold machines.
On that note, it's even worse in the state of Mississippi because there's no paper trail whatsoever. There's not even any actual physical evidence that you actually went in there and voted.
Right.
It's 100% digital. At least in most states, they will have a paper receipt.
I've never seen a paper receipt. But the same company that's like the number one like ATM machine builder, Diebold, and every ATM machine spits out a receipt. There's no reason a voting machine can't spit out a receipt unless they don't want a paper trail.
Well, I'll just take a picture with my cell phone of the ballot before I put it in the machine.
There was
that's what
a lot
I've been suggesting to everybody to do.
That's illegal in a lot of places. Yeah. I would do it as well, and I did it in Mississippi, but it's illegal in a lot of places.
They didn't let them arrest you. Because how are they going to tell you it's illegal for you to take a picture of the of your secret ballot unless they want to rig an election?
Well, see, of course they do.
Where, this is where we as a people have fallen short. We keep letting their threat of jail get to us. We have to remember the example that people like Dr. King set for us. If they want to take you to jail, guess what? If there's 1,000 of you, they're going to have to make room. Not that they won't, but if it happens often enough, it'll get tiring to somebody. I heard you mention the boogaloo. I hate that phrase, but I understand it. I would prefer it be called the running man or the jitterbug, but is that what America's coming to? That's what America's been coming to since 1776.
Yeah.
And they built a whole bunch of prisons in Virginia. I was Luke Radowski, wearechange.org .com. I listened to him quite a bit. And a few weeks ago, he was talking about these prison contracts for a bunch of prisons that they had built in Virginia. And, you know, for like the past 5 years. That's...
Your sound really cut out there, Kirby. I appreciate the call. I can't hear anything anymore for some bizarre reason. His volume just, like, cut out completely, but...
It's almost like his headset came out of the jack just a little bit. You ever have that happen to you?
Yeah, good point. It very well could have been that. But he's not wrong. I don't like the idea of the boogaloo either. When framed properly in self-defense, I get it. But I'm not necessarily... in favor of it, but there does come a point, I would agree, where you've been pushed around enough and it's time to stand up for yourself.
Yeah,
and I think that's the idea behind the boogaloo. Whether or not it's going to be successful or whether or not it's even going to happen remains to be seen. How far can the American people be pushed before they get sick of it?
And these radical Democrats in Virginia are literally giving a death sentence to the cops that are stupid enough to go enforce all this stuff.
Yeah. 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And the state of Virginia is trying to do exactly what, you know, anyone, I don't want to say anyone with a brain, because that's not a fair characterization, but...
Well, you can have a brain, but then you get vaccinated, you're given fluoride, you're brainwashed in these halls of indoctrination. I mean, the whole intent of public school is just to dumb you down where the chemicals didn't get you already.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've got countless examples of people who have survived horrific dictatorships coming to the people of the United States and saying, hey, it's great you have this thing guaranteeing your right to bear arms. Never give that up. And the state seems to be, that's its number one goal, is to, I mean, it's already so severely inhibited, the right to bear arms, that I'm not sure any sort of actual boogaloo is going to be technologically possible. How do you fight someone who can blow up your entire city from a base in Texas?
Right. Yeah. From a drone, from a satellite, from a, you know, I mean, what would be really interesting is if 1,000 people, say 1,000-ish people showed up with guns and all of a sudden they all start screaming and falling to their knees in agony and pain because they have these millimeter wave cannons that literally any cell phone tower can do what a millimeter wave cannon can do. In this book that I talked about that Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker, did, Subversion, Sedition, and Simple Sabotage, he talks a whole chapter about millimeter wave cannons. And it sends a very powerful microwave frequency at you, and it feels like a light bulb pressing against your skin. And you can crank these things up, and they will literally fry and burn your skin. And
now, do you remember that show with that ex-Navy SEAL? I think it was called, like, Super Weapons or something like that.
I don't.
I think they featured this there. It was non-lethal, but it would heat up your skin just to unbearable degrees.
It is very lethal. In fact, you can point at somebody at a certain frequency. He talks about how you can heat someone's liver up. You can point at the frequency of your liver cells, this millimeter wave cannon. This is... And he's reading straight out of declassified documents from the State Department. And Ben Stone's talking about in the book how you can cause congestive heart failure on someone with 3 to 5 minutes of this device being pointed at them, and days later they have a heart attack. And it's like, oh, guy had too much salt. His liver enlarged, his heart enlarged. And this millimeter wave technology does this. So they got, you know, if they can make it so you physically cannot, you mentally cannot think, you physically cannot do anything but run away from the pain through these things set up all around here, and they're already in place. They're called cell phone towers. They just got to crank them up. And it's just, you know, and I'm sure a bunch of people are thinking I'm crazy, and the other people are thinking, wow, tinfoil bodysuit sounds like a good idea right now.
Yeah. Well, so gun rights supporters are preparing to converge on Richmond for a lobbying day and a rally Monday morning. The event, hosted by Virginia Citizens Defense League, is expected to draw thousands of armed demonstrators, some from out of state. Organizers have said that they hope to hold a peaceful event. But Northam said officials have heard reports of out-of-state militia groups and hate groups planning to travel from across the country to disrupt our democratic process with acts of violence. Now, that's a curious thing to say, considering the democratic process is an act of violence. Yeah. How dare they interrupt our act of violence with an act of violence?
We're beyond democracy. We're in a straight-up socialism now. I mean, when Iraq, the people of Iraq vote to kick the United States out. And the United States says, no, we are forcing this democracy down your throat with a barrel of a gun. Yeah, we're not leaving. So we don't have democracy here anymore. It's not mob rule. It's not the majority rules.
No, it's oligarchy.
It's oligarchy, yes. It is the powerful rules. The people who control the cell phone towers, the people who control the predator drones. What are we going to do? Just let them get away with it? I mean, if I wasn't busy and having things going on in my life, I had a guy actually sponsor me. He says, I will sponsor you. I'll pay for the fuel. I'll buy you a hotel room. If you want to, you know, go down there, he goes, I'll even buy you guys food. And he can't do it. He's an older fella. He's in rough shape. And he says, there needs to be a whole bunch of people down there.
Like there are going to be.
Good.
And Northam says they are coming to intimidate and to cause harm, which is kind of what the government intends to do. And what it has always done.
You know Virgil Valdula?
I do not.
So he's been a longtime Free Talk Live listener. He calls in a lot. He's been to the Liberty Forum and Pork Fest and stuff. And he told me he grew up in Romania, and they had this takeover of this communist dictator. And the people, like, literally, like, stormed, like, wherever he was and just killed this dude.
Oh, yeah, in Romania.
You know, I mean,
I've read bits and pieces about that, but not a whole lot. But yeah, I do remember that they killed their dictator.
Yeah, which should happen to all dictators. I mean, they're no good.
So Northam is raising concerns about a reprise of the deadly violence surrounding the white supremacist march in Charlottesville in August 2017. Charlottesville, that was in South Carolina, right?
Yep.
He said state intelligence analysts have identified threats and rhetoric online that mirror the chatter they were picking up around that time.
So it was Charlottesville, Virginia, actually.
It was Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. Please know that we have been preparing extensively to protect public safety at Monday's rally. But no one wants another incident like the one we saw in Charlottesville in 2017. Interestingly, Martin Luther King Day is Monday.
So, I hope there's a lot of people that, you know, have understood Martin Luther King's, passion for freedom. He was killed by the state for talking a little too much freedom. We don't like you talking and getting too much freedom going, so, you know, they offed him. And then they paid out, and the United States government paid out a settlement to his family.
On a Facebook page organizing the gun rights demonstration, again hosted by the Virginia Citizens Defense League, that certainly sounds like a militia. Actually, it sounds kind of like an old ladies' bridge club.
We have a women's defense league here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And they're about arming women, so they are able to defend themselves from rape.
It's a good reason.
Yeah. I mean, you got an 100-pound girl, doesn't really have much of a chance against your average 100-some-odd-pound girl. Doesn't have much of a chance against your average 250-pound dude, unless she's got a gun.
Yeah. So, several commenters expressed frustration at Northern's move to restrict guns from the Capitol grounds. One wrote, "This is simply a move to infringe now not only our Second Amendment rights, but our First Amendment rights as well." Because one would think, if you have the right to protest and petition the government for your grievances or whatever, it's whatever it says in that scrap of paper that people like talking about, and you also have the guaranteed right to bear arms in that same scrap of paper, it seems like they would go together. Like, if you have the right to petition and you have the right to bear arms, you would have the right to petition while bearing arms, right?
Right. So there was a guy from Europe who came here to visit this freedom movement.
A guy from where?
Europe. I forget what country now. One of the Norway or something. One of the, I don't remember. But he comes and he calls me. A friend of mine. Somebody gives, "Hey, you got to talk to this guy up in New Hampshire." So he came to New Hampshire. He checked out the Free State Project, and he came and we took him out shooting guns. And this is, we use these little guns to protect a big gun. And I kept on telling him about the big gun, and he had a great time shooting guns. That was his favorite part of the whole visit. And you want to see the big gun? Oh, yeah, I want to see the big gun. So I open up this door to a storage container, and there's a printer. Just a printer, just like what's right here. Just a, just a regular printer. I go, "That's the big gun." And we use these guns to protect a big gun. This is an assault printer. It's not an inkwell. This is an assault printer. The founding fathers, when they said the First Amendment, they didn't know this device was going to exist, that we can just push a button and print out all kinds of propaganda, and we can get information out to people. But if we don't have a right to bear arms, we don't have a right to speech, we don't have a right to religion, we don't have a right to anything else, because we cannot defend him.
That's an awesome way of looking at it.
I was at the Trump rally last summer doing some Free Ross outreach, and one of these coached liberal Democrat dudes was talking about how the founding fathers weren't talking about semi-automatic rifles or cartridge guns. They were talking about flintlocks. I said, "Oh, so you think the First Amendment only protects what's written with an inkwell pen and not on the internet, or not by, printed out in mass, copying?"
Sadly, that seems to be what a lot of them think. Anyway, what's going on in Russia? I saw this story say that just about everyone in the Russian government had resigned. More on that in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.